In a growing area such as Northwest Arkansas, schools are bound to make news. This past week was full of education stories involving money in one form or another. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis takes a look back at a few of those stories.
In the latter half of this past week, some area high school students held events to raise money for people less fortunate than themselves. Thursday evening, students at Fayetteville High School began their annual homeless vigil. Alan Wilburn, communications director for the Fayetteville School District, says that the annual event helps raise food and money for families in the school district that most need assistance through the school's Families in Transition program.
The federal definition of homeless is an unstable living situation, not necessarily that you don't have a structure in which to live. For example, 12 people in a two-bedroom apartment, they consider that that's considered an unstable situation. We've already served it's approaching 275 students this year through that program. Sometimes it's food, sometimes it's clothing, sometimes it's helping them get a new housing arrangement someplace. Just trying to remove all the hurdles that are hindering that child from learning in the classroom.
But the district also has other programs in place to help serve families in the district who are in need.
We have a lot of different community groups that come through and help. The school district operates a program called the Outback, and it's out there at West Campus, and that's basically a store with clothing, with non-perishable food items, but they also have milk, they have diapers, all those kind of things to help out families that really need those basic things but just can't afford to go to the store.
Wilburn says that offerings such as the Families in Transition and Outback programs help to raise awareness of the area's homeless population.
With all of the tremendous growth in Northwest Arkansas over the last 20 to 30 years, people in other parts of the state think that everyone in Northwest Arkansas drives a BMW or Mercedes and all the streets are paved with titanium, but that's just not the case. We have a number of students that their families are in trouble, and that number grows each year. And yes, we've gotten much better at identifying those students now, and they're not as hesitant to come out. They don't stay in the shadows like they used to.
As for this year's homeless vigil, students aim to raise $10,000 for the Families in Transition program. As of midday Friday, they had raised around $6,000. And students at another Fayetteville school held an event this week to give back to the community as well. The National Honor Society at Haas Hall Academy held a parking lot sale yesterday. Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellum spoke with Haas Hall seniors Yana Kill and Justin Ramey on Wednesday. Ramey says that the students' inspiration to do something came from a summer reading assignment, David Shipler's The Working Poor.
One of the problems he mentioned in the book was that we all know about the problem and it's mentioned in society every day, but no one takes action. And I think that was a big flag to us. We were like, well, we're sitting here talking about it, doing exactly what he says everyone does, but why don't we step out and be the first people to actually take action.
To decide how to take action, senior Yannick Kill says that the students started a group discussion.
And we talked about the activities that we can do. And we discussed a lot of things like the actual action that we could take and how is it going to like go through, like how far do we need to like have the basics set so that we can go through with this. And we decided that it is easier for us to start with school first, to reach out to the school first and then go bigger, since it is very first step that we're taking.
Proceeds from the sale at the school's parking lot went toward the creation of an organization called Working for the Poor. The organization is designed to benefit efforts to ease poverty in the area. But not all of the education stories this week involved students raising money for worthy causes. In fact, some of the news involved districts receiving money for their own uses. The Springdale School District received word on Monday that the U.S. Department of Education had chosen Springdale as one of 61 finalists in the $400 million Race to the Top grant program. If awarded the grant, Springdale stands to receive between $20 and $30 million based on the district's population. In October, I spoke with Marcia Jones, the school district's Associate Superintendent for Curriculum, Instruction, Accountability, and Education Innovation. She says that a majority of the money would go toward expanding technology in the district.
As you know, that technology is very, very expensive. We have very limited funding streams for that. So when we can have resources go towards technology, it will have long shelf life, and it'll also benefit the district and take us to the next level of efficiency and transparency.
The grant money would also go toward expanding already existing family literacy, after-school and academy programs, supporting curriculum writing work, and implementing more of a personalized learning plan for students. Jones says that if the district receives the money, it will be required to put accountability measures in place to make sure the money is being used efficiently. But she says that most of those accountability measures already exist in the district.
We want to see increases in our student achievement, and we're using the system that's already in place from the state to track that. We're looking at defining whether or not a student's on track to be college career ready, but that'll be a part of the CAP revision, so that we'll know how many credits a student has starting at ninth grade in a more systematic way. We track those things now, but what we want to do is make it more efficient and have it more transparent, and we can do that with some of the technology resources.
The race to the top grants are competitive. According to a Department of Education news release, the finalists were chosen from a pool of 372 applicants, and between 15 and 25 winning applications will be announced by the end of this year. And finally, on Thursday, two public school districts found out that they could keep nearly $2.2 million in millage tax revenue, even though the amount exceeds the mandated state school funding formula. The issue originally came to light last year when the Arkansas Department of Education ordered the Eureka Springs School District and three others to return the overage, which was discovered during the previous year. Most of Arkansas's school districts take in less than the state mandated $6,023 per student from the minimum 25 mil uniform tax rate. But the Fountain Lake District in Garland County took in excess of nearly $1.4 million and Eureka Springs almost $825,000 over a four-year period. While two of the districts agreed to return the money, Eureka Springs and Fountain Lake filed a joint suit in May of last year against the Arkansas Department of Education and state treasurer seeking injunctive relief. A Pulaski County circuit court ruled 4 months later in the district's favor, and Thursday the Arkansas Supreme Court upheld that decision 4-3. Former Eureka Springs Superintendent Wayne Carr says that he thought the courts made the right decision. The districts had received most of the funding already, so had the court ruled against them, they would have had to allocate and return that money.
The tax money was electronically sent to the state, and required by law that the state electronically send it back to the county collector, and then the county collector wrote a check to the school district. So the state never could not hang on to that money, and that was court case. They had no way of intercepting that money. So what money they did hold was some categorical funds, which is probably around $200,000. So they kept that, and now they'll have to turn that back over to the school district.
In his dissenting opinion, Arkansas Chief Justice Jim Hanna wrote that, quote, "The state's carefully crafted constitutional system of state-funded public education is obliterated by the majority's decision," end quote. Legislation to amend the Arkansas Code to allow districts to keep excess millage revenue failed to pass out of committee during the last legislative budget session. The Arkansas General Assembly is expected to take up the matter in the upcoming 2013 session. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.